You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
I'm going to tell you what I'm looking for. What? So did Grandmama show you order? That maybe it's good to visit the grocery store and buy groceries once or twice and get enough and put it in your refrigerator and separate it all and then learn how to separate some stuff versus spending $30 on one meal for you and you got a family to feed. Okay, order, right? I told you it's not going to be convenient because you just want to feel happy today. But when you have children, you got to think beyond your happiness.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Stability Seekers. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalms 119, verses 130 through 133.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm grateful because I see God doing great things. Well, Bishop, we need to build something over there. No, we need to get out of here. It's time to move. Or get out the way. Get out the way. It's time to move. I believe God wants us to get on the ready to move. Something's got to open up. Yes. Glory to God. Thy word is a lamp under my feet. Yes. And when your past burns up and turns to ash, obviously a door is about to open up. Yes. And I believe the timing of God is yea and amen. Yes. Biblical structure and order is coming. Internal arrangements are coming. Internal arrangement, intentional arrangements. Organizations are coming into order. God has order over his creation and over life. And I'm a part of the life structure in his universe. He wants my ways to be synchronized with his. He wants me to develop new concepts and not default back to old ways. As you grow with God, you're not supposed to default back to who you were when you first got saved or before you got saved. You're supposed to go to new creature mode. Whew. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. If any man be in Christ, hallelujah, he is a new creation. All things are past. Behold, all things become new. If you don't know that, you will default back to who you were before you became a believer. But if you know word, you will stop at new believer status and not allow yourself to slide back to who you were before you met Jesus. I can only default and go back to new creature. I'm new creature. You got to tell yourself sometimes, I'm a new creation. Glory to God. That's why I know that we are designer originals. In other words, nobody has ever been who you are on the face of the earth. You're so unique to God. So move with Jesus. Let's stop dealing with the devil. Running with the devil, Van Halen used to sing in the 80s. Running with the devil. And you can't walk with God and run with the devil. You can't have a dual personality. You can't be spiritually bipolar. Straddling the fence. I mean, all into God on Sunday, but Monday, I don't know nothing about y'all. Whole new creature on a Saturday night, but on a Sunday morning, we get back in alignment. That's bipolarism. And God wants us to shift into a place where we're actually living the new creation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So systematically, we're going to dial it in. If God has to say come back to order, then he has to pull us out of disarrangement, out of disorder. So what are people pursuing today that he would have to call us out of it back to order? Write it down. Number one, people are pursuing happiness. They're just forgetting God as they go forward. This is what's happening all around the country, all around the world. People want happiness. Why would people come to America? People are coming to America, beating the borders of our nation, trying to slide in a whole semi-truck of aliens, illegal aliens were found in Texas as they suffocated. They packed into a semi-truck and cooked in the back. This is the kind of foolishness people do, smuggling folk across it, right? But then you don't even want to let them out. Many dead. Why would a person risk their life? Why would a person get on a raft and then launch out in the sea in the Gulf of Mexico trying to find land? Why would people do something like that? You've never tasted desperate, so you wouldn't know. You may think your stuff is bad, but when you go to Nicaragua, when you start going down and visiting Honduras and places like that where people are really suffering, but the little girls are still holding hands as they're on their way to school, and you start seeing, man, to get water to your house, you got to walk 4 miles. You got to walk before, this is a beautiful, beautiful kids walking uphill with pots of water on their head because they don't have running water. Yes. And we're crying about what? This is why people want to come here, because they know what disorder is like. Their children don't know what it's like to party. They don't have cell phones. They're actually opening up the internet to new pockets. I saw on CNN the other night. New people that never been able to get on the internet are having access. Guess what? A lot of hell is coming with it. Imagine if you never had the internet, all of a sudden nobody taught you and just gave you access to it without any training. What would you do? You're struggling now. What about societies that never had that? People are trying to get to this nation because there's something here. People are looking for happiness. Yes. Is happiness wrong? No, it's not. But your happiness should be tied to your salvation. Man, happiness without Jesus. The Bible said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world of happiness but lose his soul? And happiness without Christ can be a lure. Get you stopping in the pocket or the restaurant of happiness, and you never ascend to actually to the grocery store of happiness, and then to being able to bake your own happiness and eat at home and save some money. Amen. There are people, man, eating out at restaurants 5-6 times a week and can't afford it. I'm going to tell you what I'm looking for. What? So did grandmama show you order? That maybe it's good to visit the grocery store and buy groceries once or twice and get enough and put it in your refrigerator and separate it all, and then learn how to separate some stuff versus spending $30 on one meal for you and you got a family to feed. Okay, order, right? I told you it's not going to be convenient because you just want to feel happy today. But when you have children, you got to think beyond your happiness. Where's the order? Who's training people on order? Ooh, I'm tired. I'm tired of what? I just told you, you got young girls, beautiful, could come to America and get in any talent show or beauty show, and they got to walk 4 miles carrying water on the top of their head. In this day and time, because they don't have running water or have to take baths outside. You don't know that, right? You don't understand that. This is why people are trying to get to America. Another thing people are going for, write it down, is money. Money can't buy you love, though. You remember that. It can't even buy long-term happiness. People sit up in beautiful houses, man, and they're miserable. I remember a person years ago that bought a house. This is years ago, spending $4,000 a month on the mortgage, and you had to work all the time just to pay the mortgage. Never spent time in the home. Is it happy? You got the house, but you ain't got no money. Then when you go home, you can't rest because you got to go back to work, working three jobs. Why couldn't you just downsize to about $2,500, $2,000, be able to pocket some money? But you just got to be like the Joneses. Who told you order? It ain't about the bigger, it's not the better. It's what can you afford? Amen. Remember when I first came out, man, there was a place that you could buy furniture. It wasn't rooms to go. Rent to own. I wouldn't rent to own either. Anybody rent to own up in here? Be honest. Come on. Nobody want to raise. I see a few hands. That's right. Yeah. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. Babcock Furniture. Rooms to go. Rooms to go, right? This is the truth. You got to be able to sit in a house on a beanbag and watch a black and white TV and not feel like you need to put all your stuff on the credit cards because you want to be like everybody else. And go through your season of nothingness. Because you can get all of that stuff and still not find happiness. But if you can make it work on a beanbag, it can work when you have a house full of furniture. But you don't want to taste desperate. You don't know your people. You don't know the word. Before David ever sat on a palace, in a palace, he sat on a rock. And you got to make your rock your throne. When you can make your uncomfortable rock your throne, where you can focus, then when you get to the throne, it would just be a transitional place, not a place of destination. David didn't spend time on the throne when he became king. He was creating wars and taking care of issues and visiting certain spots and moving the Ark of the Covenant to the house. Not worried about how my throne looked. Right. Solomon, on the other hand, was a little different. He grew up in the house, grew up under in royalty, got a little lazy. Didn't know what time it is, never tasted desperate. Panic, pedicures, manicures, metrosexual, yet God chosen. And he asked God for wisdom, and it pleased God, and he gave it to him. And he spent 40 years leading Israel with no wars. He married 700 women with 300 concubines. He didn't do it all for romance. It was wise. This is how he kept wars down. He married those women because he didn't want to go to war with those nations. It was a wise move. After 20 years, though, of building God's house and his own palace, the scripture says he created a throne. This is the problem with it. It was huge. The throne was the size of this pulpit and would reach all the way to where the cameraman is. That's the size of it. Not just a chair, but from this pulpit all the way to the cameraman with lions, large lions on each side, laden in gold. And he had six steps to get to himself. So each step was a platform. He knew better because he was a mathematician and he knew that it was 7 days that God created the world. But for his own throne, he said, I'm going to put six because he was saying, this one is mine. Yeah. Yes, you can have the universe, but I'm going to take this just like we do. God, I thank you for all you've done, but this one's mine. Oh, my God. And when you do that with your money, you choke out in the end. You got to break good. When you sow into the kingdom, it keeps your heart afresh with God. When you say, I'm just going to go on this, and we're going to do this and that, and you don't think about God, your heart will go after those things, and it won't beat after God. Next thing you know, things start chopping up in your life. So we got to come back to Jesus. The third thing is freedom. People are going after pursuing freedom. Not just freedom from tyranny, but their own liberty. People don't want rule. They don't like the word kingdom. In kingdom, you need about three things. You need people, you need resources, you need property, and you need rule. This is what makes a kingdom. People, resources, land, and governance or rule. People want to be free from that. Even America started with people saying, we don't want rule, we want liberty. I know you like it, but listen to what I'm saying. First, democracy on the face of the earth. But inside of it is corruption. This is why Paul said in Galatians 5, don't allow your liberty to become a vice. You're so free that you're mixing everything now. Glory to God. You're so free, nobody can tell you anything. You don't even want God. You got a whole generation that was raised up. You were raised up. Your grandparents, the people that was here before us, they knew about God. They may have not been educated, but they was constantly bringing their kids to church. And you say you don't need it because you got Google? Google is not your God. It's a man-made algorithm. Man-made. Man didn't make this earth. He made Google. And you're submitting to it as God. Thank you, Lord. So we're even free from, we want to be free from any order. We don't want his truth. It's now my truth. Man, that kind of hurt. Don't let your liberty take you to sin. Sin take you to hell. Another one is peace. Say peace. People pursuing peace, but outside of God. Who is the Prince of Peace?
Jesus.
Who was the agent of peace? Holy Spirit. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm sending a comforter which will give you peace. You're not supposed to have peace through pills. You're not supposed to have peace through drugs. You're not supposed to have peace through romance. You're supposed to have the Prince of Peace. From the inside out, he just gives you peace. How do you know if you got God in you? He will give you peace in the midst of chaos. Yes. This is how I know when we need to move as a church. I don't care how many people saying, go, Bishop, go. I'm looking for that sense. Lord, I don't have peace yet. As soon as peace comes, we can move. If you don't know what to do, do you have peace about it?
No.
Not as the world gives. People can give you thumbs up, but are you looking for God to give you peace? And if you can tell me you can be mean and evil and still have peace, I'm telling you God ain't with it. Because God won't let his people sleep. He won't let you sleep if you don't get stuff right. If you can sleep anyway. And feel like you're okay, I'm telling you, it's not God. You've got to deal with issues if God is with it. That's what he does. Oh, my God, there's a situation. I want you to think about it, man. I want you to think about it now. You're just doing what you do. You're hunting. But you notice while you're hunting that you see some raggedy cars. They're all parked. They all park like something went wrong. And so you get up, you got binoculars, you get up, you get a little close to it, and you realize a drug deal went bad. I found a barrel of marijuana before, I'm telling you. you grow up on a situation where a drug deal goes bad and people got shot, right? The drug deal is bad, the people got shot. And there's somebody that survives. It's a whole lot of money there, though. So do you help the survivor or do you take the money and run? A lot of people say, I'm sorry, doc. You better call, you better call Ghostbusters. Here's a million cash and a whole lot of dope. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. But there's a whole lot of cash. So you take the money and you go home. But in the midnight hour, you think about that man. He was a survivor and he asked you for water. And you left him out there. And you got to get up at night because your conscience is messing with you. And go all the way back to the scene to give him some water. But when you get there, he died. I want you to think about your conscience. There are people who do folk wrong and they try to make it right because they can't rest. But if the Holy Ghost is in you, he won't let you rest when you do people wrong. He just won't do it. He will arrest you. You won't be comforted. That's why we need him in our lives. You don't need a pastor running you down, telling you what to do. You need Holy Ghost. When you're wrong, he's the one that tells you when you're wrong. And you need to repent or you need to get it right. That's what happens. People are seeking for joy. They're seeking for balance. They just don't find it in the world, but they're seeking for it. They're searching for fulfillment. That's why some people can have 5 degrees. When you gonna go to work? You all talking about school. When you gonna make the money? What you talking about? Really, you want affirmation. Maybe there wasn't a father to say, I'm proud of you. So you're searching for that by going to school. I need you to make some money. Baby said, amen. What about confidence? People are searching for it, especially when you lack it. Cocky, because you lack confidence. And people are searching for stability, and that's what I'm pulling out, stability seekers. Do you even know what you're trying to get? I need balance in my life and security. Stability in my life, financially, emotionally, spiritually, physically. I can really preach about stability because a lot of people think I'm weak because I may wobble, but it's not the kind of wobble that you think about. The reason why I wobble is because I was frostbitten in the military. In other words, I stayed in weather below 32 for 3 days. And I got froze. I was a young man, and every year it gets worse. An injury. And God still helped me stand before you, because before that, I could walk on my tiptoes and I played guitar. I could use my fingers. I was really good at it. I mean, really good. Like, really good. Like B.B. King type. You know what I'm saying? As a young man, I carried my guitar with me every day throughout my entire high school years. Every day had a guitar on my shoulder. That's how bonded I was with the music. You understand? So what I'm saying is that was taken from me. And I always ask why. I believe he wanted me to hold a microphone, not play a guitar. But that was my access point. It was the way I related to God. Yet he took it from me. And gave me, because he was moving me toward doing what I'm doing now. And that's why I relish the band. Sometimes I can see when they're drifting, when they don't have a heart for God. But they don't know what it's like until he takes it away from you. You wouldn't know what it's like until you couldn't do what you do. Then what do you got? Oh my God. So the singer, if you couldn't sing anymore, what you got now? Basketball player, football player. Well, okay, that's all you want. But what if you couldn't do that now? Do you have a degree? Can you speak clearly? If you were an artist and all of a sudden you couldn't use your fingers anymore, what do you do now? Do you have anything else to default to? You better have some word. So every time I grab a podium and I stand before you, I've got to reconcile within myself that God is stable in me, because I don't like to look like I can't stand straight. My pride is always dealt with. I always constantly deal with what it looks like and feels to people, because I don't like to look like I have a flaw. Yet he makes me stand before you, and I got to balance myself out. That's why I can speak to seekers of stability.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Stability Seekers, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, don't miss out. Join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the Sanctuary at 10 a.m. And get ready for Awakened Fellowship on Saturday, May 24th at 9 a.m. It's going to be an inspiring time of growth and connection. Home Ownership Made Simple. Join Financial IQ for steps to purchasing a home on Saturday, June 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the TR Fellowship Hall. This event is open to the public. Registration is required because seating is limited. Register now on the TR app, the website, or scan the QR code and take your first step toward owning a home.
Registration is now open for VBS 2025 Hip Hop Hope 2.0, taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 25th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR mobile app. For more information, email vbs@truthreveal.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning. The members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.